USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Southeast U.S. on alert for more severe storms today, from Tennessee to the Florida Panhandle and from Alabama to the Carolina coast. Yesterday, over 20 tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, causing significant damage and killing at least a half dozen people. One tornado went through Polk County, Texas. This man says it went right across his property, but it spared him.
All my trees are down, but yet one of them didn't hit my house. It's like the angle that it went and laid them down. I'm just blessed. I mean, I'm glad to be alive. I mean, I really am.
Another small business coronavirus relief package is due to come up for a vote in the U.S. House today. Already passed by the Senate, it would replenish a small business loan program that's quickly run out of money. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's convinced the coronavirus will return to the United States this fall. He made the comment at yesterday's White House briefing, right after President Trump had said it was possible COVID-19 might not return this fall. Fauci says it will be back, and the degree of how bad it is will depend on how well U.S. officials can contain it. California authorities are halting the issuance of all permits for events on state property after Monday's protest at the state capitol. Demonstrators gathered in Sacramento with a permit to protest continued lockdown orders during the pandemic, but hundreds were standing next to each other cheering. The California Highway Patrol said the permit had been issued with an understanding that protesters would follow state health guidelines. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his strategy of holding daily briefings on the virus is one of the big reasons cynical New Yorkers have been following his orders. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With more from yesterday's daily update on coronavirus in Washington, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the White House, Vice President Pence praised Americans for following the guidelines and helping to slow the curve of the coronavirus.
White House Coronavirus Task Force met today, and despite the fact that there had been more than 843,000 Americans who contracted the coronavirus, and we grieve the loss of more than 47,000 of our countrymen. According to Dr. Birx and her team, we continue to see encouraging signs, because the American people have been putting into practice the guidance that's been issued by the president and this task force, and they've been taking to heart the guidance of state and local officials. And Mr. President, as we learned today, we are continuing to see declines in all the major metro areas around the country that have been most impacted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the first ever virtual NFL draft will begin tonight. It's a three-night event, actually. The draft originally scheduled to be held in Las Vegas, but, of course, live events were canceled there due to the COVID-19 outbreak. So instead, all teams will make their picks from home, and Commissioner Roger Goodell will announce the selections from his home. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.